I'm Justin, and you're listening to the CBeebies Radio Podcast.
Woohoo!
You can find more great downloads for your little listeners at bbc.co.uk/podcasts/CBeebies. Enjoy the show!
It's Saturday. It's CBeebies Radio.
Twit to woo!
Two special days at the end of the week.
So many ways to have fun!
Saturday and Sunday are waiting for you.
The weekend has begun.
It's the weekend.
Saturday and Sunday too.
It's the weekend.
There's fun to have and things to do.
It's the weekend.
A time for family and friends with CBeebies.
That weekend feeling never ends.
Visit friends, you can have them round to play.
You can pop to town and shop.
Go somewhere special for the day.
Kick a football in the park.
Perhaps ride on your bike.
Make and do
or bake a cake.
There's just so much to like.
It's the weekend.
Saturday and Sunday too.
It's the weekend.
There's fun to have and things to do.
It's the weekend.
Great to get out and about.
It's the weekend.
It makes you sing.
It makes you shout.
It's the weekend.
A time for family and friends with CBeebies.
That weekend feeling never ends.
Hello there. My name's Justin and you're listening to CBeebies Radio. Say, do you know what day it is?
It's Saturday!
I said, do you know what day it is?
It's Saturday!
That's right, it's Saturday. Oh, hey, what was that noise?
Ooh,
sounds quite spooky. There it is again.
What a spooky noise! With its spine-chilling hoot and its frightening...
Wait a minute. Hoot? Oh, it's just an owl. Silly owl scaring me like that. So, as I was saying, it's Saturday, the best day of the week, and we're going to... Shh! What's that noise?
Ooh, sounds terrifying.
It's terrifically terrible. It's just the wind. I'll just shut this window. Didn't even realise I had a window. Ah, that's better.
Ah!
Footsteps.
Monstrous creaking steps of foot.
All of these spooky sounds following me. Following my every step. Hang on a tick. Following my every step? They've stopped. They've stopped because I've stopped moving. Oh, you know what, everyone? They were my footsteps. Oh, I don't know.
Spooky, spooky. Wake up to CBeebies Radio.
Yes, today is Spooky Saturday. Spooky sounds, spooky stories, spooky things. What spooky things make you feel like you have a wobbly jelly in your tummy?
Spooky Saturday.
That's really scary.
Because they fly across your head.
And they hide behind your back.
They go under you when you sleep.
And they go in your clothes.
They go under the quilt.
Pumpkins are not scary.
Pumpkins are yummy.
No, they're not.
I wear a pumpkin for its head. For your head.
The big spiders scare me a lot. I like teeny spiders, but not massive spiders.
It's funny, isn't it? The little things that make you feel all jangly and frightened.
Like my terrifying laugh. Yeah. Psst, psst, excuse me. Can you make it sound all boomy again? I said, can you make my voice sound all boomy again? Wait, not yet, not yet. Ooh. Oh, never mind.
Give me a C.
Give me a B.
Give me an E.
Give me another E.
Give me a B.
Give me an I.
Give me another E.
Give me an S.
What have we got?
CBeebies.
Right, I think it's time for our warm-up, don't you? How about an extra special spooky laugh warm-up? It is Spooky Saturday after all. OK, here we go. Get ready to give me the scariest, creepiest, most terrifying spooky laugh you can! Go! Crumbling crumpets, that is terrifying. Woo! That made me shudder. Wonderful! Keep going, my spooky little pumpkins. Warm up the spooky side in you. That's you too. Join in with us.
You can join in this time too.
How does a witch laugh? How does a monster laugh? Blithering broomsticks, they were terrifyingly terrific.
CBeebies Radio,
the best way to start your day.
CBeebies,
CBeebies,
CBeebies.
Who wants to play a game? I thought you might. This game is called Sound Snap. Listen carefully. Wakey, wakey ears. Are your ears awake? Well, give them a wiggle and wake them up. Are your ears ready? Are your ears steady? Then let's go, go, go and play Sound Snap. Shout snap when you hear the same sound twice. And all of the sounds you hear are spooky ones. Snap! That's right. Those two sounds were the same. Snap! Get ready. Here we go again. Wow, you are good at this, aren't you? Well done. Did you shout snap too? Let's keep going.
Twit to woo!
Snap, snap!
Oh, they sounded so similar, didn't they? But they need to be exactly the same to shout snap. Let's try again. Were the same, weren't they? Well done! Whoa, there were some very spooky sounds in that game, weren't there? Just perfect for Spooky Saturday.
Turn it up, it's CBeebies on the radio. CBeebies, CBeebies, CBeebies.
Now, if you are any good at making up stories, or you just really like stories, then you will love this game. It's called If I Were a Monster. You can play this game anywhere. We're going to use our imaginations to make up the most exciting monster we can think of together. I'll start off. If I were a monster, I would have googly eyes. Now you have to make something up, but you have to say my bit too. So, if I were a monster, I would have googly eyes and... Now the next person has a go.
If I was a monster, I would have googly
googly eyes and a tail.
Brilliant. Well done. Keep going.
If I was a monster, I would have googly eyes, a tail, and green toenails.
If I were a monster, I'd have googly eyes, a tail, green toenails, and a blue tongue.
If I was a monster, I'd have googly eyes, a tail, green toenails, a blue tongue, and a red square head.
Haha, this is shaping up to be quite a monster.
If I was a monster, I'll have googly eyes, one tail.
You can help each other out too.
Green toenails, blue tongue, a red square head, very dirty claws.
That's it. Oh, it sounds really spooky.
If I were a monster, I'd have googly eyes, a tail, green toenails, a blue tongue, and a red square head, sharp, dirty claws, and horrible hair.
What a funny old monster. What about a name?
Our monster's called Alien Monster.
Ah, yes, I like it.
Our monster bounces a lot.
Good one. See? It's great what we can achieve when we all work together. You can play that at home. Play with your friends and your family. I wonder what magnificent monstrous monsters you will create together.
Sea babies. Sea babies. Sea babies.
Now rest your brains, little monsterlings, and prepare to hear a spooky poem about a brave little monster catcher. It's called I'm Coming to Get You. It's dark inside my bedroom. I came in through the door. I'm catching bedroom monsters, tiptoeing on the floor. You best be ready, monster. I'm coming to get you. I've brought supplies to help me. Some goggles for my face, a hat to make me see through, and an apple just in case. I'll catch you in this shower cap, then I'll flush you down the loo. Don't think I won't. I'm brave, you see. You best be ready, monster. I'm coming to get you. I know that you're in here. The door was open wide. You must be a silly monster. What a rubbish place to hide. You best be ready, monster. I'm coming to get you. Then right inside the darkness, I hear loudly bang, crash, splat. It's the monster. It has seen me. Quick, put on my magic hat. It's safe to use the torch, 'cause I'm invisible now, you see. But when the bright light flicks on, two big eyes stare right back at me.
You best be ready, monster. I'm coming to...
I gasp and drop the torch.
I'm not brave anymore.
Something hairy is on my foot. The monster, I'm not sure. I peer between my fingers. The hat falls off my head. I'm not invisible anymore. Quick, dive for the bed. The ginger monster's coming with four legs, a bushy tail. It rubs itself against me. My face goes very pale. I wasn't scared before, but I squeeze my eyes shut now. The monster's whiskers touch my face. It purrs. A cat? Meow! Oh. So there wasn't a monster at all. It was just the naughty cat all along. Sometimes the noises that you think are scary aren't scary at all. I've got one more poem about making people jump. It's called Boo. But, oh, look at that. We've nearly run out of time. What do you think? Can we squeeze in another poem?
Yes! Yes!
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if we have time.
Yes!
Oh, OK, I'll read it. But on one condition, you have to join in. Now, I need you to shout out the boo bit really loudly, OK? Promise? All right then, here we go. Molly's making pictures in her bedroom on the floor. I crawl along the landing and I peep around the door. She's sitting by the window, sticking glitter on with glue. I creep inside so quietly, then jump up and shout out, "Boo!" Ha ha! Grandpa reads the paper with his foot crossed on his knee. I crouch down carefully, stepping over his cold cup of tea. The paper is so big that I can't even see his face. Like a mouse, I scurry, crouching in a hiding place. I'm so close now. I could touch him. I could grab onto his shoe. But instead, I'm like a monster and pop up and shout out, "Boo!" "Where are you?" shouts out Mum. "Look, it's nearly 8:30. Stop hiding now, it's silly. Get in the car or we'll be late." I poke my head up slowly, then I dive back to the floor. That was close. She nearly saw me, hiding by the red car door. "Right, I've had enough. I'll just take Molly to the zoo." I'll count to three and then that's it. Ready? 1, 2... Boo! Ha-ha! Brilliant! Well done, everyone. And thanks for listening to Spooky Saturday with me, Justin. Bye-bye!
Another show is over in the blinking of an eye. As the second hand moves closer, now it's time to say goodbye. Thinking of the moments, all the things that made us laugh. But we'll miss you. We had our way, you never, ever, ever go. Come back, come back, come back to stay. Come back.
You've been listening to the CBeebies Radio Podcast, a free download from the BBC. There are plenty more shows to listen to on the CBeebies website. Just go to bbc.co.uk/CBeebies/radio. And don't forget, you can subscribe to the CBeebies Radio Podcast for free so that you never miss a show. There's a new show every day. CBeebies Radio. Listen, download, and take away.